Morning. Last time we talked, the topic was insight. You not only have knowledge of the truth, but you possess a tremendous amount of insight about the truth. Sadly, there are a lot of people in the world today, though, out there that are searching for the truth. And when they don't have the Bible, they search for meaning inside of themselves. In college geography recently, we've been studying some world religions. Each student in the class chose a religion to study and then share his or her findings. Together we learned a lot of things, among them that there are similarities among many religions, even similarities with Christianity. And at the same time, we learned that billions of people are lost because of what they believe to be true. For instance, Caleb Meyer started it off with, or he is one of our first reporters on Shintoism, a religion in Japan, which features a triad of gods, the sun god, the moon god, and the rain god. Shintoism teaches that man goes through three phases that might seem familiar, three aspects of life. There's impurity, then there's purification, and afterlife. And even though they sound familiar to what's taught in Scripture, those second and third phases depend completely on how a person lives his life on this earth. Staying in Japan then, Alyssa Johannes shared what she learned about a religion called Tenrikyo. The ten represents heaven. The is all about the reason and truth, while kyo is a set of teachings found in their three scriptures. It's very loosely based on Christianity, but for the adherents of Tenrikyo, there really is no mention of the most important part, namely that Jesus Christ died for their salvation. We went to the Caribbean with Heidi Radke and heard presentation on voodoo. Even though it started in Africa, seems to have taken a hold in Haiti, in the Caribbean. This superstitious religion came over to the New World on slave ships. And it's very animistic, meaning there's a spirit in everything, they believe. In every rock, every tree, every stream, there's a spirit. Also important to their worship are dried animal parts. And I think this is spilled over to American pop culture now, popular culture, in the form of the superstition in the surrounding a rabbit's foot. Voodoo borrows from all sorts of other religions. For instance, they take the Lord's Prayer and they add a potion to it. Drink a potion when you're saying the prayer. And with the Catholic religion, the same thing with the Hail Mary. Drink the potion. Interestingly, their voodoo dolls were originally meant for positive use, not for trying to hurt someone, but actually trying to help and cure diseases. Staying in the Caribbean, Grant Nauman took us to Jamaica for a look at Rastafarianism. They had a leader whom they thought was Jesus reincarnated until he died, that is. It's a religion known for black supremacy as well as supreme enlightenment through marijuana use. Yeah, they have lots of festivals where they enlighten up. Then Tom Nauman took us back to Asia for Taoism, a religion no longer allowed in China, but some still observe some of the teachings. It features the duality of the yin and yang, the two entities that complement each other in the balance of life. The Tao is the way, or the path. It's the way that you live your life. The Tao is kind of like the force. Tom explained, it's kind of like the force in Star Wars. You can't explain the Tao, you just feel it. And if you can explain it, well, then you really don't have it. And you need more dedication to the Tao. We took a look at Buddhism next, thanks to Nicole Hansen. This religion was founded by Gautama, and it features all sorts of things like karma and reincarnation and seeking knowledge and balance through meditation as a way to stop the cycle of ignorance. It's also very big into doing without, because material goods can make us greedy, which in turn make us suffer, and it prevents us from that pure state of nirvana. So doing without is big in that religion. Lana Snoozy took us into the very polytheistic world of neo-paganism. This one's quite strange in how superstitious it is, full of witchcraft and mystery of all sorts. Each year they celebrate the fact that they're pagans in their pagan pride festival. Our study took us to North Korea, where Juche is the state religion. Leah Fleischer told us the interesting story of how a star appeared over the birthplace of their spiritual leader. Doesn't that sound familiar? This religion, though, is quite different than ours. It's very nationalistic, teaches all things Korean, and it glorifies man, saying that man decides his own destiny. And since Juche is the state religion, there's no tolerance for anything else, and those that think otherwise are sent to camps that have been compared to the Nazi camps of the Holocaust. And even babies are born in these camps and have been there for 30 years. Some people have been there all their lives, in other words. And this is a situation that probably won't be remedied by the recent visit by Dennis Rodman. Finally, Ben Libby admitted to us that he regretted his choice right away of the New Age religion because it lacks direction and structure. There's really no easy list of a set belief system. New Age borrows from all sorts of other religions, some of which we've already mentioned today. It embraces a wide variety of teachings ranging from monotheism, pantheism, polytheism, to environmentalism, astrology, and even UFO worship. In other words, anything goes in New Age. Do what feels good. There's no absolute truth anyway. New Age is all about you and your feelings. And you become your own God. So serve yourself. Yeah, so those are 9 reports. And what I really appreciated about the students in the class was that this did not turn into a big joke fest about the religions in the world. Yeah, we did have a small chuckle here and there. But the prevailing mood in the classroom seemed to be 2 things. There was a certain amount of sadness that so many people are lost and they get so caught up in some of these beliefs and they need to be led to the truth. And the other mood was a quiet confidence that real truth is quite simple. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is a statement that may offend many people today. Because a lot of people believe that one God or one belief system is just as legitimate as the next. And there are several paths to true happiness. But this passage is the simple truth. And what also came out in the study that we had last week was that it's a world in which we live that's full of constant change, but there is a steady influence of God, of our God, of a God that's perfect, and therefore He doesn't need to change. And He simply does not change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. we do have a rich heritage. It's called the truth. And Jesus is the way. Let's sing about it with the words on the screen.